News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. An informational pamphlet for Arizona voters who will decide this November whether to guarantee a constitutional right to an abortion can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that those words favored by GOP lawmakers could be used in the pamphlet. A top Hamas official says the militant group is losing faith in the United States' ability to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza.
More talks are scheduled this week in a bid to end the 10-month war with Israel. But Hamas political official Osama Hamdan tells the AP the group will only take part if the talks focus on implementing a ceasefire proposal President Biden laid out in May. At the same time, Hamdan says Israel has not acted in good faith during the talks, and Hamas does not believe the U.S. can or will pressure Israel to seal a deal.
Well, the United States doesn't think Hamas is an honest broker.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. believes Hamas will attend the talks, while here at the White House,
there's always political posturing.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre suggests Hamas may be bluffing, and all sides should only be focused on ending the war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
At a news conference, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the mpox outbreaks in Congo and elsewhere in Africa are a global emergency.
The emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
At a campaign rally in Asheville, North Carolina, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says in November he'll defeat his opponent, who he describes as super liberal.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide.
This is AP News. A musician is finding his singing voice again after suffering a stroke.
In the 80s and 90s, Ron Spitzer played bass and drums in rock bands until 2009.
Up until my stroke, really.
In his recovery efforts, Spitzer got involved in a speech therapy program for stroke survivors that involved singing.
All you need is love.
I had lost my musical sensibility.
Spitzer is part of a choir at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Research fellow Jessica Harajawa says it's all about singing familiar songs.
It can help reroute the speech neural pathways from the damaged left area to the language-capable right hemisphere of the brain.
Spitzer says he is not back to where he was before the stroke.
I did a lot of whispering immediately after my stroke, and now I've found my voice quite literally.
Music also seems to increase levels of a specific protein in the brain. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.